gonna have to try this again. Okay. Everybody, dumb birds, get out of the room. Pernod making a secret call. I'll wait. Close the door, please. I can still smell you. All right, let's get this done. Come on, Glenda.
Hello?
Oh, Glenda, this is Pastor Pernod. I just called to tell you some very important and critical information.
Okay.
I need you to take action on right now.
Uh-huh.
Before something really bad happens.
Oh, my God.
Worse than's already happened, Glenda.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Well, Glenda, it's an emergency.
Hold on. I'm sitting down, getting ready to watch Wheel of Fortune.
Glenda.
Just get some space here.
Is you there?
Hold on.
Oh,
God.
Glenda!
I had to clear off some of the ashtrays from my...
Fine.
My table so I'm putting my feet up. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, what's wrong?
Now, Glenda, I just have to tell you about the angelic pricing
mm-hmm.
that has changed on use application the last time we did one of them.
Oh, what?
Assessments. Remember, we was doing assessments and you kept not passing them.
Yeah, I was failing them because they didn't have any coupons or whatever the hell the excuse was.
No, that wasn't it.
You know, before we get to that, can I just let you know I've been on a new combination diet,
mm-hmm.
a stool softener diet,
mm-hmm.
and Spam smoothies. You put in a blender.
Glenda.
And then you can put in like ketchup, or you can put in mustard, or you can put in relish.
Oh,
I forgot to tell you, you cook the Spam.
Young birds.
So it's like a cooked smoothie.
Uh-huh.
Tastes kind of like the cross between hot dog, corned beef hash, and barf.
Dumb birds.
But it's supposed to be real good for my diabetes.
Dumb birds, get in here. Open the door, turn it down with the secret information. Now, Glenda, I need you to come to order, Glenda.
Okay.
I need to talk about something with angelic pricing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, is he sitting down, Glenda?
I was sitting down, honey. Why do you think I got such a big, fat, cottage cheese ass?
Oh.
My feet is up on the...
Glenda, hello?
Yeah, I'm ready, honey. Lay it on me.
I don't need you laying down, Glenda. I need you sitting up. The angelic pricing went up, and so we're going to be charging your credit card double.
Oh, my God.
And that's what we need to let you know. And by law, you is not allowed to get out of this because it was a special deal on angelic pricing that you was locked into, Glenda, when you did the assessments.
Right.
Now, we've done like 2 or 3 or 5.
All right, let me just hold on. Oh, God. I had to light up 2 more cigarettes. I got 3 going right now. Oh, God. That was going to be stressful, but I'm mellow, honey. Besides that, I had my credit cards canceled. They tried to take me to collections, but... You know, I don't own anything they want. They took one look at my half-wide and said, what the hell is this claptrap pile of junk? I said, it's my home. All right, it's my home. And no, I don't own 30 cats or 20 dogs or chickens or hamsters or snakes.
I don't believe that.
Okay, I don't allow that shit in my trailer.
Now, that is not Christian language, Glenda, and that's not going to be offensive to Pernod or the Lord. Satan loves you more than Jesus right now because you've got all kinds of check marks on your report card up in heaven. And what we need you to do is turn that around, Glenda. Now, here's a thing that you're probably going to be confused about, and that is the angelic pricing was for our Christian turnaround program, Glenda, to turn your life around. Because it's not turned around. It's in the gutter. It's down the toilet. It's crashed through the gates of hell and gave Satan a surprise.
Well, I don't mind taking a big old dump on the devil, honey,
but my goodness.
I don't have any credit cards, so you can't renew this angelic pricing, whatever the hell.
Well, see, we got relationships with all the banks and all the credit cards, Glenda. They're going to come and seize your trailer, and then they're going to hold it on another separate property surrounded by chain-link fence and razor wire, Glenda. You're not going to be able to get to it. It's, it's guarded by chihuahuas that is very poisonous.
I better wear a better dress and take a shower and maybe use some deodorant.
That'd be nice.
Or maybe I could just bend over and let one out.
Let what out? Does you got a dog up your dress, Glenda?
No.
What is you doing with dogs up your dress?
I don't have any animals, dogs, cats, snakes, birds, snails, mealybug, fleas, ticks. I got none of that shit, okay? So, and I did not sign up for angelic pricing, whatever the hell. I was going to get a turnaround in my life. I don't need that, okay? My life is fine. I live in a half wide. Smells a little bit like sweat and feet and funky Cheetos and beer and leftover pizza. You know, kind of like a dorm. But it's my home, all right? And yes, I'm voting for Trump again, along with all my other Trump-voting friends in the Bowling League, the Bridge Club, and Alcoholic Bingo. That's what we call it, because we's always drinking in bingo, and that way most of us win. And we get participation trophies in the form of another drink.
Well, I really think you should be voting, as far as politics go, for Mitt Romney, so he can be the president again, Glenda. And that way we can get rid of all this chaos and everything else bad going on, the bombing of Israel, and just all of it.
I heard about Israel, honey, but I heard... Well, here, hold on. In my free version of the QAnon newsletter, I don't have that goddamn angelic pricing on this. It's for real patriots who stock up on their supplies that they's gonna need to eat from 10 years. Because the planet's dying. But my QAnon newsletter, hold on. Is that the right one? Oh my god. Oh, that's last week's, hold on. Oh, that's right. I listened to a free webinar podcast situation and I took notes in my notebook. Hold on. Oh, is that it? Oh, that's it. That's right. So they're thinking that these bombs going off in Israel is from the UFOs.
What?
Just like that little boy somewhere in
what?
In the lower half of the planet with the UFO lasers attacking him.
Oh, yes.
Remember that? They tried to kill him.
I remember that, Glenda, but you's changing the subject. Now, if I have to send collections to your half-wide and let you stay there while they take away the half-wide and donate it to the church, Glenda, then it won't be in a little cage of fencing and razor wire protected by Jesus and God and praying. But then we's going to have to ship you off to Mexico.
I just walk right back in with the rest of the illegals, honey. That's no problem here. Besides that, I got a rubber band gun, and I know how to shoot rubber bands loaded with spit wads. You got nothing against Glenda on this.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Glenda, the show's going to be starting soon. Call to order. Call to order. I tried to let you know ahead of time before the show's starting, Glenda, even though this is still on the radio. The show hasn't started, and you can't see you period because I was an establishment religion, and so, oh, the show started! Numbers, the show started! So, Glenda, we's on the show now, the Big Juju Media Radio Show, and we'd just like to ask, when is you gonna send in that money you done pledged to the network? You remember what happened to Amber Heard when she said she pledged her charity donation? She considers a pledge and a donation a charity all the same thing, Glenda. But we haven't received you's pledge yet to the church.
Yeah.
So pay up. When's that going to happen?
I got a rusted out Datsun from 78 sitting out in the yard, rotting away, but it's in mint condition.
Oh,
why don't you come and take that? Okay, and you can just sit on it.
I don't know if you said sit on it or something else involving the solid comforts, Glenda, but let me tell you what you's gonna be missing out on, Glenda, if you don't pay up tonight to Jesus. We've got a whole menu of exciting, fabulous prizes you's gonna be out of, Glenda. You's gonna be missing out. And so I'm warning you, Glenda, if you listen further, it could cause you all kinds of unseemly problems to know what you's missing out on. For example, we's gonna have our new ice cream with single shrimps. And that's a new holy delight from Japan that they's partnering with its own. And it's just ice cream with single shrimps. You's gonna be missing that. As well as the spicy plant-based meat products. Like steak, hamburgers, and stew meat. All plant-based.
Oh my God.
From people and other things that eats the insects.
Right.
And then they kind of turn into meat somehow in the petri dish. I don't really know how it works, but we's partnering with them too.
Oh, that was a two-toned one, huh? Oh my God. The other thing I'm really worried about, not this angelic price and bullshit. And that's bullshit. Oh God. That was an enchilada I had for lunch. Left over from last week. It's kind of fuzzy. Anyway, the other thing I'm worried about, honey, are these new, what the hell is what they called? Some liver fluke that gets in your brain in southeast United States. And it jumps from, I don't know, slugs and snails and gets into people and shit like that. So the fluke hides in an ant and takes over the ant's brain. I was reading this in the InfoWars story that's also on WorldNet Daily. And then they didn't even mention it on Breitbart or Fox News. Not watching that rhino crap anymore. But so this liver fluke is in like an ant on a leaf. And then the ant gets paralyzed by the fluke. And then the fluke shuts off the temperature of the ant. It goes hot or cold. The ant freezes. And then a slug comes along and licks the ant. Or eats it. And then now the slug is infected. And then like a bird or a Sasquatch or a horse or like an elephant or a cow on a local farm eats that slug, and now it's infected. And then that thing goes to, you know, the meat choppery, and then we eat it, and then it gets in your brain, it kills you and lays eggs, and the eggs explode out of your head. So it's like aliens except with slugs and flukes.
I can tell this. He was trying to distract Perniod from the work of the Lord, Glenda, and it's, I don't know what diet you were on, but I think something much better for you that does have the angelic price, and something you've talked about quite a lot, Glenda, and it's still not fixed yet in your life, and that is the stool softener diet you was on, which you really need to smooth moves, Glenda, the laxative of the Lord. Does that make sense, Glenda?
Yeah.
It will push it out, all clean and strident. I learned that word from my therapist.
I don't take Trident gum, honey. I don't like that stuff, Liz. Is its flavor in about 5 seconds.
Oh.
Same with the juicy fruit and the big red. I like bubble gum if I'm gonna chew gum, okay?
Oh, let me make a note of that here. My biblical device, I got a new one that's not solar powered. Unless the sun comes out and then it is, but now the sun is out. Oh, Glenda. We do not have angelic pricing on bubblegum, Glenda, so, and your account has been put on pause until you pay up, Glenda. And we don't want your dogs.
I don't have a dachshund. I told you I don't have any animals, goddammit. I'm not one of them people that hoard everything and
then goodness.
Hold on to it and just store everything. What's that called? Hoarders.
Right.
With animals everywhere that is dying. Oh my God.
It's so unholy, Glenda. We's gonna have to come by with an external and an aerosol spray to cleanse that. But that's not on angelic pricing either, Glenda. That's full price for that service. When would you like us to come over?
I want you coming over, honey. I see what you're trying to. I'm on to you, honey. You're just trying to take my half wide while I'm in it. While I'm probably in the shower and embarrass the hell out of me. But anyway, no one wears a hairnet when they cook anymore.
What?
Or lock them rain bonnets in the shower, but Glenda does.
Ugh.
And I still got manners.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry, honey, that was being held in.
Glenda, you've been leaking all night, Glenda. So I think it's time that you learn something.
What?
Now, Glenda, if he's
got... Hey, my name ain't Glenda. It's Glenda, you twat.
Well, let me just check this right here.
God.
A little fuzzy.
No kidding.
Hold on, Glenda. I'm just typing in my password.
All right.
Oh, dear.
Why?
Now, Glenda, it says your file has been discontinued unless you'd like to send in the money to unlock the file, and then I can let you know how much money you owe.
Are you done now? Mm-hmm. Are you seriously done with trying to sell me on shit?
Well,
because I can go to the Quality Dollar and get anything on credit there.
Well,
I got a relationship with Roger, the manager.
Make a note of that, Glenda. We can just put that in the file of yours that we can't access tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And Roger, the Quality Dollar, and what kind of relationship is this, Glenda? I thought you was single.
Yeah, hold on. Celia, come on in, there's Robin. I go to the kitchen, make popcorn, be there in a minute, I'm on the radio. It's a purely sexual, love, romantic relationship.
Ugh.
He smells like pine salt after about a day's worth of sweating, and that turns me on, because I used to date janitors.
You can just make a note of that, Glenda. So you like the smell of dirty mop water?
No.
About several weeks old that hasn't been washed or bleached yet. Is that right, Glenda?
No, that is wrong. So remove that from my file. You can't access. I said pine salt, okay? I like the smell of cleaner pine salt, 409, spray bleach, Windex, whatever the hell, comment with bleach, I like that one is good. It's also real good in case you run out of baby powder or talcum powder to use under your pits and your ass cracks so you don't smell like swamp gas or swamp ass. I sprinkle a little comment down there.
Just making note of that, Linda. So it seems that you is buying up lots of products and services.
No.
At the Quality Dollar, and is that right, Glenda?
No, I just get them from Roger. He gives them to me. I get all my cleaning supplies free from Roger, plus a couple of plastic, you know, whatever is like under $2. Well, now it's $3.79, because of goddamn Joe Biden, FJB, is all I gotta say. Hold on. Shelly, I'll be there in a little bit. I'm still on the radio being famous.
FJB.
Anyway, I just get my cleaning products for free.
Okay.
I'm working my way up to cigarettes, but I'd probably have to be down on all fours instead of my back for that.
I've never heard of that cleaning product, all fours. I've just heard of 409, and that's about it. But we don't even use that in the church. We use furnace spray, and it's an all-purpose cleaning disinfectant spray that kills everything, including small kids.
You telling your kids in your congregation again, bearing them out back?
Hernia does not kill anyone. They was dying.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't killing them.
Well, I think you should put that in your goddamn file that you don't know what's going on in your own congregation.
So unholy.
You claim to get rid of sin.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know where the sin is, honey. You sound like the goddamn IRS trying to set me up.
Well, it is not the IRS. Wait, then let me just get this down again. So we've got your testimony on here, and I've been recording this conversation, Glenda. So what I need to tell you is that, I have to charge you for making Pernod listen to your complaints and your condemnations and criticisms of what are the ambassadors of Jesus and God with Pernod.
As long as it's not that little short dude from Fantasy Island. Oh my God, I get triggered on this.
Well, it's not that.
But honey, I'm not paying for your assessments because I never signed a contract.
Well, why not? Because Glenda, the contract is free, and that's what opens the doors for everything else.
Okay.
It has the angelic pricing.
Can you send me a catalog, honey?
Mm-hmm.
And not through the email, don't have internet machine. But I want to look at this catalog.
Okay.
With the angelic pricing. Is it like the Sears catalog?
A little bit, Glenda, but it's just as fun as reading the stories on a cereal box or poking a hot potato before you put all the stuff in it, like hash browns, butter, sour cream, chives, bacon, shredded cheese, and a hot dog, and maybe a pickle.
Oh my God, you made me so hungry, honey. Do you guys have, like, delivered meals, like Jesus on wheels? Do you do that?
Make a note of that. Now, you is accusing the church, and so we's going to have to sue you for slander and defamation of character and constructive fraud, Glenda. I can see you is trying to do some kind of conspiracy against the church and a combine situation from laws from the 1800s.
Oh, my God.
Does that make sense, Glenda?
Oh, hold on a minute. I know exactly how to respond. Hold
is
on.
It a yes?
Where'd I put that? Hold on. Just
Glenda.
Shall I be there in a minute? Make the frozen orange juice, honey. It's in the freezer. I defrosted it last week.
It's an angelic
maybe
frozen.
Maybe it's on count. All right, here I got my...
What?
Got my manual.
For the angelic pressing.
Got my manual. Hold on. Mm-hmm. I had a flaky snot. Do you ever get those and they just blow out and you wonder, oh my God, it's a bug. So here's what I have to say to that. I do not accept the mandatory benefit and the implied and non-implied law of engraft. UCC 1-207.
Glenda, hold on before we give our response on that.
This is going to be bullshit.
Impropria persona, penumbra doctrine, and separation of powers.
Oh, shit.
The sovereign exemption and Internal Revenue Service, Title 26, without prejudice. Glenda, what do you have to say to that?
Hold on. Let's see. Silk purse versus sow's ear in personam, God's republic plays public law, and I'm a the sovereign of the silk purse. Democratic public policy plays the sow's ear and grafted the contract.
All right.
That's why I'm not signing your damn contract.
Well, just okay. Right, Glenda, get a load of this. A grand jury may summon a state citizen with police power, which begins at, quote, probable, unquote, cause. U.S. citizen may be held by device of reasonable cause in an action in personam in statute and has no power over a sealed purse, Glenda.
Hold on just a minute, I got my run. Blacks. Law 5th, entitle. In its usual sense, to entitle is to give a right or legal title to, and the citation on that is omitted.
All right.
You got that?
The Fish and Game Agency of California will confiscate a pet ferret in a heartbeat. The agency is powerless to take property of a state citizen who has protected their interests without prejudice, UCC 1-207, upon a bill of sale, Glenda. And since you haven't sold us nothing, that don't apply to you.
Oh, God.
Does that make sense, Glenda?
No, no, I'm just, okay, you have pushed Glenda to the limit. When we, the people, sign an agreement, which I have not, we put valid reservation on the face of it, which is prima facie, our rights and the common law is reserved. I am exempt on my W-4 and allow Social Security to be taken out of discretion per contract that I didn't sign. And my individual personam rights dictate other implied powers are estoppeled by contract from engraft of penumbra.
Oh my goodness.
And then, let's see, LRA 410.
No, no.
Section 23, McCullough versus Brown.
That's right, we'll see. But what about the sovereign exemption, Glenda? Let me just make a note, because you didn't bring that up. Sovereign citizen cannot be punished for sincerely held religious convictions, and that would be pernied in the church, Glenda. So you is still committing a felony by telling us to not be a church.
There, I just told you something else, honey.
All right.
I'm going to go to popcorn and show you. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something, silly. He's trying to put his bullshit on me. Our contract didn't sign. Oh, my God.
I'm tired of this, Glenda. Now, I have been taking notes on everything in addition to recording the conversation that we need for quality control measures and the angels when burning us in hands. In a court of law that we is exempt from because we is the religion, Glenda, and you isn't. And I'm sorry that you is not taking the angelic prize.
Well.
But thank you for calling AT&T. I mean, Perniot. Good night.
Oh my God, he left me. Sylvie, hung up on me. That is harassment and some kind of breaking of the law of my sovereignty. I'm going to have to sue him in the court of public opinion by going down to the bowling alley tomorrow and complaining and writing his name on the bathroom wall, saying, don't mess with this sucker. He is none of that. Good night, you guys.